Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is a very cold Monday night this January 21st here in Washington, D.C. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from this criminal capital, which is also the headquarters of American Free Press newspaper. So if you're not familiar with American Free Press, I urge you to get familiar with it. You can check out the website on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. Lots of good stuff in American Free Press, and as I've made it clear in this program, I don't always necessarily agree with everything that's in American Free Press, any more than I agree with everything I hear on the Republic Broadcasting Network or anywhere in the entire world. But I do know this much: American Free Press, like Republic Broadcasting, is a good source of news and information that you can't get anywhere else. Right now, of course, American Free Press is under the gun because it has been very favorable, really even in some respects, endorsed Ron Paul's presidential candidacy. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, it amazes me. It amazes me that there are so many people who really don't like Ron Paul. If people can find a reason not to like Ron Paul, they will. But then again, you know what? There's a lot of people that don't like me. There's a lot of people that don't like this host or that host on Republic Broadcasting, or they do like this newspaper or they don't like that newspaper. You can always find someone to find fault with something. I've criticized Ron Paul myself. Right now, a lot of people are raising hell with Ron Paul because he chose Martin Luther King's birthday as a day to raise money for his campaign, proclaiming himself an admirer of Martin Luther King. Now, there's a lot of people out there who really, absolutely despise Martin Luther King. And so now they're mad at Ron Paul because he apparently proclaims himself to be an admirer of King. I didn't want to call him Dr. King because a lot of people get upset if you refer to him as Dr. King because of the likelihood that his doctoral thesis, and this has been documented pretty carefully in a book, that his doctoral thesis may have included material lifted from another writer. But be that as it may, now Ron Paul is under fire because he said something nice about Martin Luther King. Well, I'm here to remind you folks, Ron Paul is not perfect, nor are any of us. And if we expect we're going to get perfection in any politician, we're going to lead ourselves down a path to nowhere, because nobody's perfect, especially politicians. Be that as it may, I'm going to talk a little bit about Martin Luther King here tonight, about the assassination of Martin Luther King, and some interesting things that I've dug up about that subject in the course of my own research into the assassination of John F. Kennedy. I myself have caught hell from people because I have suggested that elements of the Mossad were certainly, let me put it this way, I have suggested that Jewish elements in the United States, not to mention possible Mossad elements, may have been involved in the assassination of Martin Luther King. The people who've gotten exercised about this are not particularly the people who I blamed for the crime, but people who don't like Martin Luther King and who also, frankly, don't like Jews. They find it impossible to understand why the Jews, as an organized entity, might want to rub out Martin Luther King. Well, more about that and some other things when we come back. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News bulletin. If you are interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Move yourself. You always live your life. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here at republicbroadcasting.org. I am going to talk about Martin Luther King's assassination in a minute or so here. It might be more than a couple minutes. Who knows? A couple things in the media today, though, that just kind of grabbed my attention. You know, there is one politician that I can think of who's standing up against the New World Order, a politician currently in office. There's certainly, I'm sure, more than one. We know that for his own reasons, Saddam Hussein stood up against the New World Order. We know that Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, the former longtime Prime Minister of Malaysia, stood up against the New World Order while serving in office. Well, there is somebody else who's standing up against the New World Order, and that's Vladimir Putin of Russia. I can hear the John Birch Society bosses out there squirming right now. I can hear them saying, this proves it. Piper's a communist. No, Piper's not a communist. But Piper knows the New World Order when he sees it, and Piper knows that Vladimir Putin is standing up against the New World Order. Once again, another slam at Putin in the Washington Post by the professional Putin basher, Masha Lipman. That name sounds suspiciously non-Russian. She's editor of the Carnegie Moscow Center's Pro et Contra Journal and writes a monthly column for the Post, the Washington Post, and that column is a monthly attack on Vladimir Putin. Now, when you know that people in the mass media, the controlled media in the United States, are bashing anything and everything that Vladimir Putin does, that should be enough to tell you that the people who control the media in this country don't like Vladimir Putin. When you see the Council on Foreign Relations attacking Vladimir Putin, that should tell you something. What more can I say about this? I'm going to keep on harping on this, folks, until some of these John Birch Society people give up their nonsense about how Vladimir Putin is an enemy of America and Vladimir Putin is this and Vladimir Putin is that. Vladimir Putin ain't anything what the John Birch Society has been saying. If they don't wise up on that issue, or if the members don't get up there, the good patriotic grassroots American patriotic members of the John Birch Society don't get up there and throw the people out who are putting out this phony propaganda, which is nothing more than, and I must say it, folks, Jewish propaganda, because the people who don't like Vladimir Putin are the international organized Jewish money powers. They're the people who financed the original Bolshevik Revolution in Russia. They're the ones who set the stage for the rise of communism in Russia. And then they began looting Russia as the country was about to collapse after years of communism, the years of communism in which the leadership of that country were, in fact, in league with international banking interests. And now, you know, after Vladimir Putin came in and turned the tables on them, they've never liked him. Well, that's our lecture on Putin for the evening. Another Washington Post story, Dateline Jerusalem. Gaza gripped by cold and darkness after Israel blocked delivery of fuel. Fuel is a better word here, I think. Gaza's only power plant ceased operating in the Gaza Strip on Sunday night, plunging much of the territory of 1.5 million Palestinians into darkness and winter cold. Palestinian officials said a three-day-old Israeli blockade had exhausted the fuel needed to run the plant. Israeli officials halted the delivery of food, fuel, and other goods into Gaza on Friday in response to days of increased rocket fire from the territory into Israel. I could go on and on and on, but you know what? All of the people of Gaza are not responsible for these rockets that seem to be upsetting the Israelis. So hospitals were forced to leave their wards unheated, according to the health minister for the Hamas government in Gaza. He said, "This is collective punishment of all the people, including patients." Now, you know, for the last 60 years, we've been hearing this constant refrain of belly aching from the Jews about how horribly they were treated by Adolf Hitler. There is not a day goes by that in one form or another in the mass media in this country that we don't hear about the Holocaust. We don't hear about people being uprooted from their homes, being herded into work camps and ghettos, and suffering the cold and suffering the lack of food and proper hospital care. We constantly hear about this, folks, and yet here we have those same people who most complain about the Holocaust, the people who say that the Holocaust was responsible or set in motion the need for a state of Israel. The state of Israel is engaging in a Holocaust against the Palestinian people. So, folks, I'm here to tell you, I am not surprised that there are Palestinian suicide bombers. I am not surprised that Palestinians who've lived in what amount to concentration camps, even the Gaza Strip has been compared to a concentration camp. I'm not surprised that they strike out at the Israelis. I am surprised, frankly. I am surprised, frankly, that we've never had more terrorism in this country because of the policies that the United States has continually endorsed, policies that help Israel commit these crimes against humanity. Yeah, it's very, very hard. It's very, very hard to, for me, maybe not for you folks, it's very, very hard for me to feel any great cries of, feel any great pity over the issue of quote-unquote the Holocaust when I see the very people who are constantly bellyaching about it, doing these things to the Palestinian people. And then, of course, I see the policies that the United States has carried out in invading Iraq, which was done on behalf of Israel, at the demand of Israel, and I see how the Iraqi people were suffering. I've read some of the figures to you in this program about the displacement of the people, so many hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people. No water, no electricity. So we're supposed to feel sorry for, quote-unquote, the poor Jews. What was it that Harry Truman said? Harry Truman said about them, I quoted it in my book, The New Jerusalem. This is what Harry Truman had to say, ladies and gentlemen. He said, the Jews have no sense of proportion, do they? Nor do they have any judgment on world affairs. The Jews, I find, are very, very selfish. They care not how many Estonians, Latvians, Finns, Poles, Yugoslavs, or Greeks get murdered or mistreated as post-war displaced persons, as long as the Jews get special treatment. Yet when they have power, physical, financial, or political, neither Hitler nor Stalin has anything on them, that is the Jews, for cruelty or mistreatment to the underdog. Those are not the words of Mike Piper. They're the words of President Harry Truman in his diary for July 21st, 1947. It was cited in a Washington Post on July 11th, 2003. Don't take my word on it. Look up the Washington Post archives, if they haven't erased them. But you know what Harry Truman said about the Jews in 1947? And that's what he called them. He didn't call them the Zionists. He didn't call them the Talmudists. He didn't call them the Khazars. He just called them the Jews. This was the president of the United States, President Harry Truman, the very president who ended up recognizing the state of Israel. This is what he had to say. And you know what's so, I was going to say funny, folks, but I don't want to use the word funny in this context. What's so interesting is that what he said in 1947 is just so clearly reflected in the attitude of the Israeli government and so many, 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 many Jews in the United States and around the world who support the actions of the Israeli government. Now, of course, we know that not all Jews do. There are some Jews who do speak out, but far few, far fewer than there should be. God, I would hate to be a Palestinian. But on the other hand, you know what? I'd also hate to be a Jew, because their newspapers, their writings, constantly reflect an attitude, an opinion, that they don't like the rest of the world and that they don't think that the rest of the world likes them. And I can't think there could be anything worse, as I've said before, than getting up in the morning and looking in the mirror and thinking that the whole world hates you. And then alleging that so many people hate you who really don't. Must be a strange mindset. Must be a strange mindset. Well, we are going to a break here, folks. And remember, if you got upset about those words that I just read to you here in the air, they were not Mike Piper's words. They were the words of President Harry S. Truman. All right, well, we're going to be talking about the Holocaust a little bit more when we come back. A new report on the Holocaust, the Simon Wiesenthal Center. Stay tuned, folks.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington. You know, we've got quite a few callers lined up here, so I'm probably just going to set aside any discussion of the assassination of Martin Luther King here this evening. And, in fact, I'm going to set aside discussion likewise of this new report on Holocaust denial, so-called, put out by the Simon Wiesenthal Center. I will say this much about this report from the Simon Wiesenthal Center. With all the millions and millions of dollars that this outfit has, massive subsidies from people all over the United States. As I recall, they receive a big chunk of money from the Belzberg family of Canada, among other big-name contributors. This report they have put out by a Dr. Harold Brackman and one Aaron Breitbart, edited by Rabbi Abraham Cooper, is at best semi-literate. My books have a lot of typos in them. A lot of times, you know, you just can't get away from it in the modern day era of computers. So I got a few, more than a few typos in my books, and some of the great minds, the great copy editing minds, can whiz right by them and never see them. I want to put a hyphen in one word and take a hyphen out of another, but then they miss the real big misspellings. But in any case, with all the money that the Simon Wiesenthal Center has, you would think that they would get someone who was a little bit more literate. I mean, I would even think this rabbi, I would have thought, you know, we're supposed, rabbis are supposed to be so wise and all-knowing. With A.B. Cooper, I can tell you, he may be wise and all-knowing, although I know he's a liar because he's called me anti-American. In fact, he's anti-American. I'm not. And let me repeat that again. Rabbi Abraham Cooper of the Simon Wiesenthal Center is anti-American, but he's also, from what I can see, from his very poor editing job, he's also semi-literate. Very badly written thing, folks, but, you know, there's some interesting things in it that I want to comment on, but I'm not going to do it tonight because we have a lot of callers, and sometimes I don't always get a chance to bring all the callers up, so I'm going to try to do that tonight. One thing I do have to tell you about, you get your pen and paper handy, because you may have a solution to your problems. If you have problems with cholesterol, if you have an aching heart, if your blood pressure is a little high, one of RBN's sponsors provides a solution for you. You may have heard of one of RBN's sponsors' commercials. It's from Cartivite. Now, if you're having health problems, maybe tired and worn down, you ought to check Cartivite out. It supports cardiovascular, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels and delivers nutrients to your cells. Plus, it's all natural. That means it's not a product of one of these big drug companies. God, it's scary to see sometimes what these drug companies put in these over-the-counter products. Well, Cartivite is all natural, so I would urge you to give them a call. They have a toll-free 877 number, a toll-free number at 877-928-8822. And they have a website on the Internet, very simple, heartdrop.com, just like it sounds, heartdrop.com. Okay, well, that's Cartivite. Check them out, folks. As you know, I am a strong advocate of natural and homeopathic remedies. And here's something that's all natural, Cartivite. All right, well, we are going to go to the phones here. First, I am going to go to Texas, where we have Daniel from Texas. Daniel, come on up. We have a minute or so before the break, and we might hold you over.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
How you doing tonight?
Very well. Hey, I just wanted to phone up about your preliminary introduction there concerning Ron Paul and the MLK Day. I don't know what's going on with that. In some ways, I don't have a particular issue with it. I mean, it's a money bomb, and it's not doing as well as the others. There's various reasons for that. I don't know what's going on with the white supremacist community, but my understanding about Ron Paul is that he uses MLK for, basically, it's peaceful non-resistance. He likes to bring up Gandhi. The reason why I like it is it kind of following along the same reason, is because Martin Luther King, in his letter from the jail in Selma, quoted St. Thomas Aquinas in the article 96.4 from the Prima Secundiae, which basically says that an unjust law is not a law at all. Now, whether or not Martin Luther King, where he got that information from, you know, where he was educated or not. Now, I know all the stuff about his plagiarism. I know about all that other stuff, and I'm not here to defend him or not. But I like, you know, it's very interesting in a multicultural, pluralistic society. I like to throw MLK in there so that I can bring up, Thomas Aquinas, and maybe Ron Paul's doing that the same way, if he's bringing it up to bring up a secondary point.
Yeah, Daniel, hang on for the break. I'd like to comment on what you just had to say. Very interesting remarks, by the way. Stay tuned, Daniel, and stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You can call here at 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We have Daniel from Texas, who before the break mentioned that something that he appreciated about Martin Luther King was King having, and notice I don't call him Dr. King because I don't want to get the King haters out there mad at me for calling him Dr. King, but that King once quoted St. Thomas Aquinas. Well, Daniel, there's a lot of people who are going to get mad at you for liking Thomas Aquinas. He was a Catholic theologian. But aside from that, Daniel, you were making a point before we went to the break.
Well, for anybody who has a problem with Thomas Aquinas, Catholic or not, I would say that they're myopic because,
okay.
I'm not trying to launch ad hominem attacks, but the actual article quotes St. Augustine, and of course most of these hardcore Protestants won't have too many problems with St. Augustine because he's, you know, way back there in the 3rd century, and he may fit into some of the other views concerning you know, aspects of Christianity, but I won't get off on a theological tangent. My point is basically, like I was saying, in a so-called pluralistic society, which, you know, that's a whole other show, they could go on for years, I will use when the option arises concerning him a letter to introduce notions about positive law and natural law, about what is just and what is not just. And I think that maybe, just maybe, Ron Paul is using it in the same way, that he'll invoke Gandhi or he'll invoke MLK, he'll invoke this or that, for the notion of what is proper governance and what is improper governance. It's not a direct espousal of MLK. It's just using him as a means of in the current context.
Yeah, you know, I agree with that, Daniel. That's right. You know, most people don't know the quote-unquote bad things about Martin Luther King that are apparently true, or at least largely true. Most people have only ever heard good things about him. Well, we can argue with that point and say, well, the mass media fell down on the job and didn't tell us how rotten he was. But be that as it may, you just put your finger on it right there, Daniel. The context, the public perception. And that's, I think you're right. I mean, I think that's exactly what Ron Paul is doing. I think a lot of people are getting unnecessarily upset about Ron Paul for invoking Martin Luther King. I mean, even my former good friend Christopher Boleyn, I had to laugh when he was giving a public presentation trying to explain why he shouldn't go to jail. He invoked whom he described as, quote-unquote, the great Martin Luther King three times within about 10 minutes. So yeah, I think that's exactly what Christopher Boleyn was trying to do. I think that's exactly what Ron Paul is doing. And as you say, you found it pragmatic to be able to quote something that Martin Luther King said in a context that people should or could be able to understand if they put it into the tenor of the times and what's happening today.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, appreciate your call, Daniel. Very thoughtful comments there.
All right. Take it easy, Mike.
All righty. Okay. Let's go to another Texan on board with us, the inimitable Jim from Texas. Jim, what do you think about anything?
Hello, Mike.
How you doing tonight?
As a longtime advocate, contributor, and supporter of the Simon Wiesenthal Center, which you can check, I guess you could check that I'm a big admirer of Marvin Heyer and Abraham Cooper was his name.
Cooper,
where did he steal
Cooper.
This name from?
Yeah, A.B. Cooper.
Worse than you stealing Collins, stealing Cooper. Hello. You start off your program talking about the Israelis cutting off the electricity to Gaza and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
That's an international war crime. They are charged, of which they are a signatory under the 1949 Geneva Convention, that you cannot cut off essential services to the population of which you are in control of. They don't care. Because either Menachem Begin or somebody, and it could have been somebody before him, they've had so many little slimy characters in charge of that SHI little country. But anyhow, they were questioning, wait a minute, you signed the 1949 Geneva Convention, you're bound by it. And you know what the answer was? Well, that don't apply to us.
Well, that's it. Exactly. It all comes back to this... This set of double standards that are either applied or not applied when it comes to what Israel does to the Palestinians, and yet these are the people who turn around, not the Palestinians, the Israelis, who are constantly bellyaching and moaning about, quote-unquote, the Holocaust. And I think there is a term that can be applied to what the Israelis are doing, and that's something called genocide.
And it's something called the old Monty Python boys in the 60s or early 70s when they had their wink wink nudge nudge bit. That's our foreign policy. You know, this is our foreign policy. Wink wink nudge nudge. You know, it's so stupid. You know, they talk about we can't allow nuclear power in the Middle East. How about Israel with 500 nuclear weapons? Well, we can't talk about that. It's wink wink nudge nudge. Just like the Monty Python boys, and nobody questions it.
Well you know, that's
the media questions it.
You know, but you know, and see, that's why the Palestinians and other supporters of Israel in the Middle East, they don't have any power. They are powerless. They don't have armies. They don't have international banks supporting them. They don't have the richest people in the world making tax-exempt contributions to keep their little operation alive as the state of Israel has. So how else how else are the Palestinians and their supporters who are so outraged, how else can you expect them to respond except in the ways that they do?
Mike, have you ever asked that of your high-powered lawyer friend that you refer to ever so?
Have you ever asked
him that question?
Jim, it's kind of funny. When I do confront him with those kind of realities, he kind of nods his head in recognition. You know, it's like sometimes reality seeps in there. He's not so brainwashed or so blinded as so many people are, maybe because of the fact that he's not a dispensationalist. He happens to be a Catholic, so
He won't directly answer you, though, will he?
No, he can't. He can't because he knows that acknowledging the foundation for what I'm saying is to acknowledge that our whole U.S. policy in the Middle East has led to the state of affairs where we are today, and it's not a pretty state of affairs by any means.
To acknowledge that would be like any of our present politicians who are running for the presidency, with the possible exception of Ron Paul, would be for them to acknowledge that, hey, do we know among ourselves that should the moment become that we would be better served being martyrs, in other words, somebody put a bullet in our brain to make us martyrs, that would happen without a second thought by the powers that be? And
well,
they don't understand that.
These politicians are quite expendable. They are very, very expendable. They throw them over like used toilet paper whenever it's convenient. And, you know, I guess that it must be terrible, too, to be a politician, to wake up in the morning and know that if one day somebody of some influence, such as our friend Abe Foxman or our friend Abe Cooper, suddenly decides that they don't like you, that they can make a few phone calls, and all of a sudden the mass media in this country will decide that you're not a good politician anymore, but you're a bad politician.
Witness Howard Dean.
Howard Dean's a good example.
It's a classic example. He thought he was, I mean, they were behind him 100%. He was a swell fellow, hale and hearty, a prince among men, and he made one fatal mistake. He said, you know, we got to be more balanced in our Middle East policy. And all of a sudden, he became a raving lunatic idiot. And he's still working for him because he don't understand. You know, these people, they will not truck any non-obedience to him of any type, way, shape, or form.
And coming back to Ron Paul, I wonder why anyone would then be surprised that Ron Paul is pulling his punches when he's actually making some inroads. He's obviously touched a chord out there with so many people. You know, it's easy to criticize him, but on the other hand, he's seen what has happened to so many other politicians.
Our only hope, Mike, is that he's pulling his punches the same way Hitler did and Putin did in order to get to power in Russia. Putin pulled his punches. He swore that the Jewish oligarchs were the greatest thing ever until he got to power, and then he turned on them.
And then
that's our only hope.
That's exactly right. Jim, I got to move on here, but
okay.
Always appreciate your calls. Thanks, Jim. All right, we're going to go east to Florida with Keith. Keith, come on up.
Hey, Michael, how you doing?
How you doing tonight, Keith? What do you think?
Hey, I can see the headlines in tomorrow's paper. Harry H. Baum Truman, man of proportion, speaks out against Jews. Hey, I hope you have a sense of humor because, you know, the Israelis, it sounds like from based on what you guys are saying, is that they honor international treaties about the same way the U.S. honors treaties with American Indians.
Well, there's a good... Yeah, exactly.
Hey, what was the worst thing that MLK ever did? I mean, it wasn't plagiarism, I hope, because I'm sure you're aware that Thomas Jefferson plagiarized the Declaration of Independence from the Declaration of Arbroath.
I didn't know.
You didn't know that? Yeah, that's sort of arcane history, but when the nobles of Scotland decided that they would set things up for Robert the Bruce so that he'd play straight, they wrote a Declaration of Arbroath telling him that no king was above the law. But anyways, what is the most grotesque violation that MLK has ever made? Because, you know, I'm only 40 years old and I only got the good news. So So give me just one
thing. Well, okay, he was apparently very much an adulterer.
Okay.
He also had connections.
Do we have pictures of that?
that I don't know. Okay. Although they say that J. Edgar Hoover had tape recordings.
Oh, if anybody did, it would be him. But, I mean, do we have
of Martin
of
Luther
tape
King.
Recordings or anything credible?
There's also a concern. Well, you know, as you know, I'll tell you what somebody said to me yesterday expressing their concerns about this Martin Luther King, Ron Paul connection. This gentleman, very, very good friend of mine, he's upset because he said that's an advocacy of race mixing by saying something nice about Martin Luther King. Well, I told him, frankly, I didn't perceive it as such, but this was his perception of it, okay?
Right.
There's other people who point out that Martin Luther King had people who were communists within his inner circle. But, you know, I tell you, if you...
Well, we have to admit that those were naive times, and the communists and the fascists were always infiltrating every group out there. But I was just wondering, other than plagiarism, because I've heard the accusation of plagiarism, I was wondering what actual text did he actually plagiarize that discredits him as a man of letters?
You know, I don't remember the specifics of it. I do remember, though, that there was pretty solid information regarding that, to the point that somebody even wrote a book in which they talked about prominent people who had plagiarized documents and in their own writings, and the book was centered around Martin Luther King. And this was the
name that person wrote the book, or
no? I do not remember it at all. But I suspect if you did an internet search, you'd find it pretty easily. But
okay.
You know, I think the primary complaint about Martin Luther King is that he was the civil rights. Well, if I call him a leader, people will get mad at that. They want to call him a civil rights agitator, that he was out there doing what he did. But, you know, I'll tell you what I've always said, and this upsets people too.
Right.
But if I were black in the time of Martin Luther King, right, I would have probably supported Martin Luther King.
Right.
Because, I mean, he was probably, you know, now there are people
you don't like riding in the back of the bus?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. I might have had some problems with that. Now, I always, you know, a lot of people were mad at Pat Buchanan because he picked a black woman as his running mate. I wasn't mad at Pat Buchanan because he picked a black woman as his running mate. I was mad at him because he picked a black woman as his running mate who actually said publicly that she didn't really have much trouble riding in the back of the bus and that she actually liked it.
Right.
Now,
that's
kind of reverse pandering, I thought.
Yeah, that's sort of strange.
Hey, yeah.
I mean, I think that's some real weird. I mean, I actually like Pat Buchanan. He's a good friend of Hunter S. Thompson's. I'm a big fan of his. Hey, one more question is that something I didn't really understand you said at the beginning of the show. You said that Saddam Hussein stood up to the New World Order. And I was wondering, because I tell you, I mean, how do we know that Saddam Hussein isn't still alive, maybe living in Saudi Arabia, hanging out with, you know, the likes of bin Laden and Adolf Hitler? Because, you know, I went on YouTube and I searched those tapes and I wanted to see the boy hung, I'm telling you. And, I mean, I really did. I wanted to see him hung.
You know,
and
I tell you.
Those tapes are very unconvincing. And to make that claim that he stood up against the New World Order, we do know he was a CIA guy. How do we know inside information?
You're absolutely right about that. But again, it comes back to the same, we'll call it the Putin syndromes.
Right.
Putin went along with the bad guys, but once he got into office,
who's the
turned
bad
the tables
here,
on him.
Rumsfeld or Saddam Hussein? I don't understand.
No, I was talking about Putin, but in regard to Saddam Hussein, oh, there's no question about it. The CIA, if they didn't actually back him per se, they looked very fondly upon him becoming leader of Iraq, and we know certainly that for many, many years, the Reagan and Bush administrations propped up Saddam Hussein and then turned against him. We even know that Hillary Clinton served on the board of a company called, I forget the exact name of it, Kennametal was in the title. That company was secretly helping arm Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein got a lot of support from elements within what we would call the New World Order. But then, finally, when they decided to turn against him, that's when things changed. And, you know, this is what Imelda Marcos personally told me when I visited with her in Hawaii. She said, as long as the Jewish people in New York were favorably inclined toward us, everything was okay for us. But when they turned against us, everything began to fall apart. And that's the wife of Ferdinand Marcos. She told me that herself. I didn't read that on the internet. She told me that sitting on her veranda in Honolulu.
She was the one with that shoe fetish, right?
She had a lot of shoes.
Got a lot of shoes.
Yeah.
Hey, one last thing. It's like,
well, Keith, we're going to the break. You hang on for the break.
Hey, thanks.
All righty.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We have Keith from Florida. Keith, I am compelled to mention that those famous shoes of Imelda Marcos,
right,
most of them were given to her by the Philippine shoe manufacturers. Most of them didn't fit her. They were gifts to the First Lady. And, you know, she put them in her closets rather than throwing them out in the garbage, because
right,
that would have created a scandal.
Sure.
In the Philippines, where, you know, the shoe industry is one of their big industries. So
Right.
That, again, is what how the mass media played that up to discredit her and defame her.
Well,
minor point.
I guess you might say is little fee for little mind. Hey, but check this out. This is the thing that I'm trying to come up with is I'd like to see some credible, maybe some U.S. military photographs of Saddam's body because I tell you what, I've seen those tapes, the ones they try to push off on us on YouTube. You know, they get really shaky at the end. And I tell you, you know, there was a well-established history that there were all these body doubles and stuff like that. And I just, quite frankly, you know, they have a public execution. They film it, but then it's, like, really cheesy. So I was wondering if you've seen any pictures yourself of Saddam Hussein's expired body.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I did see one somewhere. Now, but then again, you know, I don't know that it's for real. I tend to think that was Saddam Hussein, and he got precisely what a lot of people wanted to give to him, including the United States government, in particular the Bush family.
Right.
The one person they needed to silence in the face of this planet is Saddam Hussein, particularly because the late Sherman Skolnick, who was often right but who was also often wrong, the late Sherman Skolnick insisted for years that the Bush family had private personal oil deals with Saddam Hussein. So if that is true or even partially true, that's another reason why the Bush people would want Saddam dead. But, you know, Keith, you know, I'm not against speculation. You could be right.
Okay, I guess one little creative...
Go ahead. We have about a minute left.
Maybe a name for the show could be the Piper Report, a speculative truth for a proper distortion. Hey, thanks a lot, man. You've been fun. I really appreciate talking to you.
All right. Thanks for your call, Keith.
All right.
We are running out of time. We're not going to be able to get to our last caller, Steve from California. But, Steve, we will be here tomorrow night, God willing. You're free to call in, as all our callers are free to call in. So I'm going to wrap this up here this evening, urge you to stay tuned to the Republic Broadcasting Network tonight and all the time. And I will just take this opportunity to thank John and Sandra Stattmiller for making this show possible, along with all the other good folks at RBN. Tomorrow night, folks, I will talk about the definitive Mossad connections to the assassination of Martin Luther King. And I will also talk about this new report on the Holocaust from the semi-literate Rabbi Cooper of the Simon Wiesenthal Center. They need to get some good editor on the staff out there. I wonder if they'd hire me, folks. I doubt it very much. Well, that having been said, I will close for the evening with good wishes to everybody out there. Thanks for tuning in. It always amazes me that you do.